This is your Polycast for Wednesday, January 18th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Minnesota lands a big chunk of federal money to help with clean water, and the push to allow liquor stores to open on Sundays is off to a fast start. Governor Mark Dayton says Minnesota could get as much as $350 million in federal money to protect 60,000 acres of environmentally sensitive cropland, Matt Sepik reports.
Dayton signed an agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that expands the Conservation Reserve Program. It pays landowners who voluntarily take acreage out of farm production and allow native plants to take root. Its primary aim is improving water quality, but Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr says it'll also help wildlife.
Getting grass on the ground is critical for things like pheasants, for ducks, for bobolinks, for monarchs, for pollinators, all kinds of things in addition to the clean water benefits.
Dayton says the deal requires Minnesota lawmakers to provide $150 million in matching funds, of which more than a third have been appropriated in previous legislative sessions. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
A standoff over state health insurance relief has entered its third week at the Capitol. Brian Baxter reports.
The shared goal was to pass a rebate proposal quickly in the 2017 session. But there are hang-ups over how the discounts are delivered and what other changes come with. Governor Dayton says he's willing to work out farther-reaching health fixes later, but is imploring lawmakers to act now on a basic rebate bill.
People are making decisions. What can they afford? Can they afford, as I said earlier, buy health insurance at all for this year? Much less what quality of health insurance can they afford? And those are decisions that are very much dependent upon the assurance of this premium relief.
Republican Representative Greg Davids of Preston says it's imperative that state leaders also address other problems with health insurance.
It's very, very important that we get relief, but we can get all the relief out there in the world, but if people have no access, that's a real, real problem.
The House is on course to vote on a bill later this week. Brian Baxter, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
A group of Minnesota lawmakers wants to prevent the use of drones for hunting. A bill introduced this week would outlaw the use of unmanned aircraft controlled remotely to take, harm, or harass wild animals. DFL Senator Dan Schoen of St. Paul Park says hunting by drone goes too far.
The tradition of hunting and fishing and sportsman activity in Minnesota is all about you got to get out there and actually do it. It'd be on the same realm of if you were dropping dynamite in the lake to do some fishing. And, you know, it's about making it fair and you know, it's not just about the harvest of the animal, but it's about the activity.
Schoen is the chief sponsor of the bill that has bipartisan support. He says he isn't aware of any noteworthy incidents involving drones and hunting to date, but he sees it as a preemptive step to help head off problems later. The bill doesn't say what the penalty would be for violators. State lawmakers have renewed their decades-old debate over Sunday liquor sales. The House Commerce Committee held a hearing yesterday on legislation that would lift the state's longtime ban on Sunday liquor store sales. The panel advanced the bill to the House floor on a lopsided 15-4 vote. As in previous years, supporters of the move are convinced that the time has come for change, and this time they could be right. Tim Pugmire reports.
The House bill would allow liquor stores to be open on Sundays, but not before 10 a.m. or after 6 p.m. That's a smaller window than what the law allows from Monday through Saturday. The bill also prohibits Sunday deliveries to liquor stores. The ban dates back to the end of Prohibition. Republican Representative Jennifer Loon of Eden Prairie, who has sponsored similar bills four times, said consumers and retailers want it gone.
Shopping patterns have changed for many families and consumers. Sunday has become one of the most popular shopping days of the week, as people perhaps may have more time to run their errands, buy the things that they consume in their household and need to replenish. And I think that it's time that we have offered these options to them.
Loon stressed that the bill will give retailers the option of being open on Sundays. Tamara Kramer, the owner of a liquor store in Bloomington, said she's convinced Sunday sales will boost her business.
And if some stores can't sell enough on Sundays to cover their wages, their additional wages on Sundays, then they certainly should have the right to stay closed, just as I should have the right to meet my customers' demands on the days when they want to shop.
Other retailers remain opposed to the bill. Tony Chesick, executive director of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, said his members don't want the state changing a good system of liquor regulation.
In Minnesota, we have unparalleled product availability and consumer choice. We have lower than average alcohol prices. We have lower rates of social problems related to alcohol abuse. Finally, we have a nationally recognized thriving craft local beer, wine, and spirits industry. Our system is smart and balanced. It works well.
Gary Fry, a pastor from St. Paul, urged lawmakers to reject the measure on moral grounds. Fry said alcohol has ruined many lives, including his own.
I think it's a common sense thing. If this much destruction is being caused in 6 days, just think what 7 days is going to do.
But even some opponents concede that the numbers appear to be working against them this session. Last fall's election replaced many of their longtime allies with new legislators who are more sympathetic to the push for Sunday sales. House Speaker Kurt Dowd, who is once again a co-sponsor of the bill, has predicted it will pass this session. In the Senate, Republican Majority Leader Paul Gazelka is also expecting the bill to pass.
Each year it gets closer and closer and closer. So I think a lot of people think it's going to happen this year. And I personally, as the majority leader, will not stand in the way of that happening.
DFO Governor Mark Dayton said he believes the public wants Sunday sales and he's willing to sign the bill or let it become law without his signature. But Dayton, who's currently more focused on getting agreement on a health insurance relief bill, stressed that the Sunday sales legislation is not one of his priorities.
I'm not going to lobby for it. I'm not going to lobby against it. If it comes to me, it'll become law. Assuming that it's a clean bill, and depending only on whatever else is added to it.
The next stop for Representative Loon's bill is a vote of the full House. No committee hearings have yet been scheduled for the Senate version of the bill. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.